So we're still focused here on how we're handling this 10% that we're committed to the pay yourself first principle. Is there anything else we need to look at in applying that principle?
Absolutely. The one last thing I want to touch on is some of you listening are in a position like myself. You do very, very well. You make a large amount of your income right now investing. Investors make two, and business owners make two fundamental flaws. We're going to talk about one of them in this program. I know you've got a fellow talking about the other one. The first thing is they overpay their income taxes. And you guys are going to cover that for them. It's a huge, huge, huge thing you need to look at. And I'm so glad that's being covered. The second thing is what you need to do is you need to have separation. What do I mean by this? If you're a professional investor, you and your company need to be separate. What's your company's is your company's. What is yours. This needs to be separated. Most investors and small business owners don't do that. They can't separate between them and their company. Trust me. Bill Gates knows the difference between Microsoft's money and Bill Gates' money. Donald Trump knows the difference between his and Trump's. You've got to have a separation. So what we're going to be doing here is you're going to form your own account. This would normally be an LLC. I have a couple of LLCs that are just my AIPs. I actually have over 30 entities that I use for different investments. But my AIP has its own LLC. And you know what? If you're already a player, don't change what you're doing. Don't somehow figure out with a news story that, well, John says I should do the AIP in a mutual fund, so I'm not going to do a mutual fund because I already know how to do real estate. Good for you. Do real estate. But separate it. Take that 10% of what you make. You're making $1 million a year. Take $100,000 a year out of your profits as the year goes on. Put it into your AIP account. Use that money to do deals and do those deals within your AIP account, and that money you don't touch. Why do we do this? First reason, psychology and emotions. It is a huge distinction for your brain to understand that there's a separation and that some of this money is always yours and not your company's. For you guys who are players, you need to listen to me on this. The other reason, I've got two good friends, one of which whom was worth $250 million, and he went down. He recalls and tells me a story so vividly. He was at the closing table. He was making $110 million on a series of transactions. And there was an old guy who was in his 70s. My friend was in his late 30s at the time. And the old guy told him, you know what? One of the checks was for $11 million. And he told him, you know what you should do? Why don't you just take that check and just slip it aside. Set up it. Back then they used corporations because the LLCs weren't out and popular. Slip it into an account and just put the dang thing in CDs and let it rot. And he sat there and thinking, you coward old man. Well, he went bankrupt. And he never had an AIP and he never had it separated, so it was all lost.
And that old advisor was really teaching him the pay yourself first principle.
Pay yourself first, have it there. And if he had done that, he would have always had that money. I know it's a popular saying that making your second million is, you know, coming back is easier. And you know what? Maybe it is. But I do know this. I never personally want to have to find that out. And by having it separated, doing it on a more advanced level, I don't have to worry about that. We're done with the AIP conversations. Get it? The main thing? Don't settle for minus 100%. Do it. Just do it.